This is live from Studio A. KMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, as I say, today we have the Get-Arounds here in the studio. Get-Arounds is a duet of Dan Dresser and Galen Lee, who both you've probably seen in other bands around town. They are busy. They get around, as it were. And it's great to have them both here together today. Good afternoon, both Galen and Dan. Let's start off with a tune from the two of you.
Okay. That old one?
Yeah, it's called Make Up My Mind.
Something like that.
I think I might be able to make up my mind. I think I might be able to make up my mind. I think I might be able to make up my mind. I think I might be able to make up my mind with you. With you.
Live from Studio A here on 103.3 KMD, we're listening to The Get-Arounds, Dan Dresser and Galen Lee So I have to add, oh, and by the way, they're playing tomorrow night at Amazing Grace at 6:30. I should mention when you can catch them live here during Homegrown Music Week. Dan, you've been part of a couple of bands in town, Brushstrokes and Three Songs Sunday. Galen, you have been part of Murder of Crows. You've also been in Snow Barn, which just put out their record this last year. And I've got to ask, you guys are both so busy with other bands. How did you ever, was it an accident? What were the circumstances that got you guys ever playing together, sitting down to play music?
Well, kind of an act. We've known each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. Never played music at all.
Nope. Never. Not together ever.
No. We didn't really, we knew each other, but we really didn't like each other that much. I think that's what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I had a show at the Brew House, a solo show, what was it, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, December 2012.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was playing with my good friend Jeffrey James O'Loughlin. And I thought, well, I should just ask Galen if she wants to join me. And she did. Without ever hearing any of the songs, she kind of nailed about half of them. So then we thought we should probably play music
practice
together.
Practice a couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah. We never really practice. Our practices are kind of ridiculous. But
wait, so just so I understand, was the first time you played together on stage?
Yeah.
You actually,
yep. Yeah.
You didn't rehearse together before
no,
the game?
No, we never rehearsed.
No, we did not.
Just played.
Well, Galen, that requires a certain musical ear. So good for you for being able to just jump in the pool.
Yeah, I like improv. But what's fun about Dan's is there's really distinct melodies. And so I played violin for most of the show, but then I realized there's some pretty cool harmonies lurking about. So that was what made it really fun, was that you can do both, pretty much.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, and as long as we're talking about past band history quickly, Snow Barn put out the record, and are you guys still functioning as a group, or is it sort of...
We actually are not right now. We... Ari is in grad school, and I also have hearing loss in my left ear.
Oh, no.
So being in a full band was pretty intense for... being able to hear my voice. And so, I think probably in the future we'll do, at least Ari and I, I'm sure we'll play together again someday. But right now it was just too much stuff, too many factors where we're just not doing it right now. But,
and Murder of Crows, the project with Alan Sparhawk, you guys have...
Yep, we're still together. We're playing Homegrown on Saturday night, too. It's going to be a big day at midnight at the Brew House.
Okay, well, so at least you got a few hours between your gigs.
I've got 5 hours. I think I'll be able to survive, probably.
Yeah. And Dan, you too. The Brushstrokes, which are they still together as a functioning group?
No.
Okay. And Three Songs Sunday.
Kind of on hiatus. Yeah. I don't know. So the Brushstrokes, you never know. I mean, we might play another show.
They'll probably have 10 more last shows.
Yeah, we've had 3 or 4 last shows with the Brushstrokes. So.
Okay. Well, that to me is one of the greatest things about the spirit of Homegrown Week is that there are a lot of people who've played in so many bands that that people are playing in several gigs in the week, one band to the next, that you've got a history with lots of bands. It really does create a wonderful kind of collaborative community. I almost want to say commune-like kind of atmosphere of the musical culture in Duluth really celebrates that. And it's great to see that these sort of things just can happen. Mm-hmm. Bring your own stage, let's try it out. Oh, that was cool. Let's make a group out of it. Mm-hmm. So how long in between when you first played that gig to coming up with more gigs together? And
maybe a month or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
We played quite a bit. I mean, I don't know, not that long after. And then we recorded a live show. So we actually have a live EP out, and it's...
They're all gone.
We have to reprint them, actually. But
we can get them online.
I was going to ask about the EP, but it's a live one.
Yep, it's on Bandcamp. But it was pretty fun to do. That show just happened to go really well, and about half the songs made it onto the EP with the talking in between. Dan did a lot of it, so it's pretty fun.
Right. Where was it recorded?
At Beaner's.
At Beaner's.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's hear another song.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Slow or fast?
Fast.
Want to do your song?
Sure.
Okay.
Pushing up through the dirt just like a seed, but you're never quite a flower. You feel more just like a weed. Driving through, you wanna know where you were going, but the windshield's always dirty, and you never get to see. What makes you think that you'll ever get there? What makes you think you deserve to know? Who are you really? Are you so important? Take a look around and watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold.
Watch the world unfold.
Need advice, need advice. You have no clue what you're doing. Moral compass.
an identity unhinged. Where to turn, where to turn? There are so many opinions, and they're all a little different, and the outlook's getting dim.
What makes you think that you'll ever get there? What makes you think you deserve to know? Who are you really? Are you so important? Take a look around and watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold.
Watch the world unfold. What makes you think that you'll ever get there? What makes you think you deserve to know? Who are you really? Are you so important? Take a look around and watch the world unfold.
Watch the world unfold.
Watch the world unfold.
Watch the world unfold.
Watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold. Pushing up through the dirt just like a seed. But you're never quite a flower. You feel more just like a weed.
The Get Arounds live from Studio A here on 103.3. Again, what's the name of that song?
It's called Watch the World Unfold.
What do I call it? I call it something different.
He calls it Pushing Up.
Yeah.
But I call it Watch the World Unfold. I don't know.
Yeah. I was thinking about bands like Led Zeppelin who would name songs that had nothing to do with any lyrics in the song. So it's great that you
I should probably do that sometimes. That's called Banana.
Well, I always like the first line in the song. That's the title. I'm lazy. So. Oh, the chorus.
Well, let's talk about the songwriting a bit. You claim on your website bio, anyway, that Dan writes the material, but maybe that was just for the EP, I don't know. But obviously, Galen, you're contributing songs too. So was the EP, I mean, it says that music is heavily influenced by Dan Dresser as he wrote it. But so I was.
Well, it's probably 90% my songs, I guess. Or
in a show with 10 songs, I'll sing that one.
Okay, so, all right.
Right,
okay.
Now, I mean, I hope to write more eventually, but yeah. I've only written like 7 songs in my whole life.
No, that's a cool one, though. I'm glad you did that. That's a great song. So.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, the ones you write are good.
I like the ones I write.
Well, I write bunches of bad ones.
Well, it just takes about like 5 years per song or something ridiculous. I don't know.
Right, well, you think about the lost notebooks of Lennon and McCartney, but then George Harrison gets one song a record or 2 songs a record, but he usually knocked it out of the park, especially by the end. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dan has a lot of notebooks. Maybe you're the next John Lennon or whatever. I
forget how most of them go, actually. They have
stupid
chords and words, and I don't remember the song.
No, that's a shame.
It's so sad.
So the EP was a live one, and are you thinking about a new studio album at some point?
I'm going into the studio next week, actually. It's going to be a combination of things. I don't know. I'm going into the studio with a couple friends of mine that I really respect. Kyle Keegan and Ethan Thompson. On drums and bass, and we're just going to go in and record a bunch of songs, and some of them might end up on a solo album, some of them might end up on, we might take this live EP we have and maybe put 4 or 5 studio songs with that and kind of make this compilation Get Arounds live / studio thing. I don't know, we're just going to see how it goes. I just want to record a bunch of songs and see what sounds good and what happens. So
no rush, you know, to get a studio album necessarily. That EP was kind of a cool little gem because it was, you know, it would be nice to have something to sell at shows or to have people be able to download if they want to hear it, but it didn't require, it just happened. So that
was and it represents what we really do live, because usually almost exclusively we play as a duo, and a lot of times people just want to hear that, like when they see us live, they want us, they just want that, they don't want a studio album. So I don't know.
Well, as you say, the studio album might invite other musicians to join.
Yeah, definitely. I would like lots of voices on this album, and you know, different people from around town that I know. I have a good friend of mine, Mags David, who performs in the band Sing, the choir, and I would like them to join on a few songs just to kind of give it a nice choral thing.
Well, now you said that right now you're out of EPs. I mean, hard copies, that is.
Yep. Right?
But it's available on the website. So if people do...
Bandcamp.
At Bandcamp. So if people hear you tomorrow night and are looking for a copy, they know that they can
get
it.
Yep. Yeah, somewhere. And eventually we might make some more.
We're planning on it. We have the artwork and everything.
We did the CD cover. We were going to have it ready for Homegrown, and, well, it didn't happen.
Nope.
So that's the way it goes.
Someday.
Well, some people say the CD is an outdated piece of technology. It's really all about the digital. So
that's what we were thinking forward.
I hate to think that's true. Yeah. But it's,
is that what we were doing?
Yeah, that's why we didn't end up.
I think
making
we're just lazy.
Yeah, that could be too.
It's technical foresight on your part. So. We're speaking with the Getarounds, Dan Dresser, Galen Lee, who have formed this duo. You guys have been together now, but just about a year and a half or so. Yeah, because now into May. So I guess December of 12 to now is
a year and a half.
Yes, so. Our second homegrown. We played last year Carmody's.
At Midnight. That was nuts. It was fun, though.
Well, now you've made a 6:30 gig, so at Amazing Grace tomorrow night.
The kids can come out.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, actually.
The Ugly Mugs are performing before you at 5:30, then at 7:30,
Taste the Feeling.
And then Maddie Cedar after that at 8:30. So quite a...
You should definitely go see Maddie Sitter.
Sitter, yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she was actually in our studio last week, a week or two
awesome.
Ago. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's another young wunderkind coming up in the in the music scene here in Duluth. So
yeah, that show's going to be really family friendly, just because there's like the family band Taste the Feelings, like a bunch of kids and their dad.
Yeah,
and Maddie Cedar's like 15. I just think it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fun show to participate in. Mm-hmm.
And it's a really warm, friendly environment at Amazing Grace, too. It's,
and free.
It doesn't feel like a bar. It doesn't feel like a theater. It's a wonderful, get yourself a little cup of coffee and sit down.
Or a beer now. I guess they have beer now.
Oh.
Beer and wine.
They changed it up a little.
So for those that like that.
Yeah.
A lot of homegrown people do.
So let's hear another song, and then I want to talk about future plans. But,
okay.
Let's hear another one.
What do you want to do? You want to do that new song?
Yeah.
Okay, we can try it.
Yes. What? Or do you want to do the other new song?
Are these the titles? The new song and the other new song?
Or Nimrod. Let's try Nimrod.
Okay. Although I have a little story about this song.
Great.
The name of this song is called Nimrod Quinter. And Nimrod Quinter is an old friend of mine who I haven't seen in like 10 years, and I've kind of lost contact with him.
Okay. All right.
Really good friend. And he's not the type to be on Facebook or online much, so I haven't been able to find him. So anyway, I wrote this song, and it's kind of about him. So if the song ever gets famous, it's going to be named Nimrod Quinter. Maybe I'll be able to find him through this song in a way.
Huh.
It's just a weird idea. But anyway, it's about this old friend of mine. It kind of comes across as a love song, but we weren't lovers at all. We're just friends. So anyway, that's the story behind this. So Nimrod, if you're listening, or Nimi, he'd like to go by the term Nimi. Give me a call.
The Getarounds here on 103.3 KMD.
Take me no further.
song about friends who kind of part ways without really expecting it. It's a great way of putting it. I think about that does sort of happen. You suddenly realize it's been that long since I've seen or talked to this person.
Touch with people. Yeah.
That's a great song. Hopefully he will hear it.
So, never know.
It's not on the live EP though. It's a new song.
No, this is pretty new. This is like a few weeks old. A good friend of mine, Jen West, helped me write the chorus. By the way.
There you go.
He's in Space Carpet. Yep. That's playing tonight at Tycoons.
It's this whole family thing about homegrown. Just people are connected everywhere. So, I think about other musical eras where people knew each other, but they kept themselves distinct. No, I'm a this, I'm a that, and you know we can be friends, but this collaborative thing is fantastic.
Yeah, and Duluth is a good town for that. It's got a real good collaborative thing going on.
We have to huddle together for warmth, I think, is part of the problem.
Well, that's part of it. And we're small. We're a small little city.
Yep.
Yeah. Against the big guys, you know.
That's true. Mm. So even though Dan and I don't really get along, of course, we make it work for the sake of our band.
Yeah, your hatred doesn't show on the radio.
No, not really.
As soon as we leave, we'll just walk. She'll go down one hall and I'll go down the other. And
they're shooting daggers at each other. You can't see it through the microphones, which is nice. So, you're playing Amazing Grace tonight at 6:30.
Tomorrow night,
6:30 at Amazing Grace, and your vocal blend is pretty cool. You both have really distinct voices, but they actually lock together very well.
I never thought they would work at all. I thought my gravelly voice and your high
sharp voice.
It's never going to work, but it somehow kind of does.
I think the blend actually is probably, in a weird way, like kind of cooler than either of us singularly, almost. They blend together really distinctly.
Mm-hmm. I spoke with Peter Yarrow, Peter Palmieri, on the phone last week, and he was saying that when they were trying to figure out what trio, they tried different voices. He'd sung with Mary, he'd sung with Noel, Stucky, Paul, as a duo each, but it was nothing special. But then when the three voices sang together, something locked in, and it just became So those wonderful, magical accidents that can happen. So. Mm-hmm. It was great to talk to you guys today. This is a lot of fun. So I hope you have fun tomorrow night and keep us in touch with all of the many groups that you're involved in. And Dan, when that new record gets formed with and without Galen and the other people
whatever
that you've got.
Whatever it is. Maybe it'll be a brushstroke album. I don't even know.
That would be hilarious. No, I kind of hope that happens.
That'd be funny. Brushstrokes too.
There you go. No kidding.
Let us know. We'd love to hear it. So thanks guys, very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This is live from COA, produced by Christine Dean. Rick McLean helped out, Joseph Anderson and Cameron Flanke, our web assistant. KMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests and to listen to previous sessions, go to kmd.org and click on Arts. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KMD. Thanks for listening.